Some of Wall Street's biggest investment banks apparently have agreed to pay nearly $1 billion in fines to settle allegations of conflict of interest involving the stock analysts they employ. They also are expected to agree to major reforms on the way their research divisions operate. The banks agreed to take these steps after weeks of settlement talks with federal and state regulators. The terms of the settlement are expected to be announced today in New York. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What more can you tell us about this agreement?
Well, this involves every major Wall Street investment bank that you've ever heard of: Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, Credit Suisse, First Boston, Goldman Sachs. Citigroup is reportedly going to pay the most, $325 million. Most of the firms will pay less. The firms have also agreed to take some steps to try to make their research analysts more independent. For instance, they're going to no longer allow them to attend meetings at which their firm's investment banks try to pitch business to the companies that these analysts cover. There have also been reports that the firms are going to stop the very controversial practice of spinning. In other words, giving executives at the companies they do business with the chance to buy hot IPO stocks. And there are likely to be some other reforms as well.
Well, what's the backdrop for these talks? How did regulators begin looking at these firms?
Well, a lot of it grew out of some of the business scandals that we've seen in the past couple of years. It turned out that a lot of Wall Street analysts had recommended that investors buy some of the stock in these companies, even when they were close to going under, and a lot of small investors got hurt by that. So people started to ask, were these analysts pressured to keep recommending the stocks because their firms did a lot of underwriting business with them? And there's been some evidence that that's the case. So there was a conflict of interest that had to be addressed, and that's how these talks came about. The firms, by the way, have not acknowledged any wrongdoing, but they have agreed to change the way their analysts operate to ensure, as I said, that they're more independent.
Is this going to settle the issue about these firms and how they've been operating, or is there still a possibility of criminal charges being filed sometime?
Well, this would settle the charges against the banks themselves. The Justice Department can still pursue cases against some of the individuals involved, like some of the analysts. The one analyst who gets the most attention in this matter is Jack Grubman, who was the very influential telecom analyst at Salomon Brothers. He was writing reports in which he often would praise certain telecom companies, even as he was taking a very big role in helping his firm get underwriting business with them. But it isn't really clear whether this is going to go much, much higher up than that. The Attorney General of New York, Eliot Spitzer, said in a TV interview Wednesday that regulators had foregone the opportunity to send a few people to jail. So we'll have to see what that means.
Is Wall Street saying, or the banks saying, this is the end of it, the conflicts of interest problem is solved now?
I think it depends on the exact nature of the reforms that are talked about today. You know, in the past, you always had people who raised this issue of, can you have an investment bank that also does research? Isn't that just inherently a conflict of interest? And the firms would always say, oh, no, we have a strict firewall between investment banking and research. And they kept saying that right up to the point where it became clear that, you know, that wall was very porous. Now a lot of people are saying you really need to separate research and banking completely into separate businesses. We'll have to see whether these recommendations go that far.
All right. Thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting from New York.